All right, welcome, Frankston fans. We're back for the weekly debrief, and this week we've got another player focus. We've got Kai Owens, the big number five. He's stepped into the midfield this year, and he's been dominating. Kai, welcome to the podcast, mate.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Mate, it was obviously a bit of a tough one over the weekend against the Gold Coast. It's been an interesting period of time. For the club, we obviously had some really, really strong performances and probably didn't necessarily get the nourishment we're after. We probably should have put Carlton away. We probably should have put Geelong away. And we're right in the game against Footscray as well. And it feels like the boys have hit a little bit of a wall the last couple of weeks with that. But talk us through that, how the feeling's been in the team and I guess the disappointment of those losses and things like that.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. It's been a really tough month for us, and the first I'd say probably probably a month ago we lost a few close games to Footscray and Geelong, and they were difficult losses, but we took a lot of confidence from those games. And yeah, as you mentioned, the past 2 weeks have been really difficult. We've come against some really strong opponents, and we've played nowhere near where we want to, I guess, play. And yeah, it's been a really, I guess, disappointing few weeks. And yeah, look, we can't wait for the game coming up because, yeah, look, we just want to respond and be able to play the Dolphins footy that we know we can play.
Yeah, and that's something that we've touched on throughout the year is probably the last 2 weeks aside, you come to the footy as a fan and you watch Frankston play and it's that just real hard, competitive, in tight. You know you're gonna get the effort. It just feels like there's a little bit of tiredness that potentially has crept in. As you said, we've come up against two teams that are red hot. I mean, Gold Coast on the weekend, 22 listed players. Playing on a big ground. I know we wanted to make it a stoppage-based game, but there actually wasn't a stoppage in the game in the first 12, 13 minutes of the game. So it was really hard on those bigger grounds to get the job done. But obviously you want to go back to that one wood. We're back at Kinetic Stadium this Sunday. That bash and crash and the one, two, three sort of efforts and things like that coming into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we just want to go back to playing our footy, and scoreboard aside, we just want to play the brand that we like to play and play the game on our terms. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that the last 2 weeks, and a bit of that comes simply the effort and the mindset we're bringing to games. And then yeah, secondly, just the execution. With our skills the past few weeks have been really poor, so yeah, it's going to be a large focus again this week is getting our skills up to scratch. And yeah, and hopefully we can just play our footy because we know when we play our footy, it gets ourselves into games. So we just need to get back to that.
Absolutely, mate. And just touching on yourself and just for I guess the fans that are out there that have watched your journey for the last few years at Frankston and onwards, you've obviously got a pretty talented family that have come through. Yourself, you've got a fair basketball background. You obviously played NAB League, but just talk us through that, mate, your juniors and coming through the system.
Yeah, so I always played football for the Bomaroo Sharks and school footy at Mentone Grammar, and for the majority of that I was playing up forward. And yeah, as you said, my main focus probably from year 9 to probably year start of year 12 was basketball, where I played at Sandringham Sabres. And yeah, I was just loving the game then. And then Danny Ryan was actually a school footy coach, and he managed to convince me to give footy a proper crack and got me down to the Sandy Dragons. And since probably year 12, footy's been my main focus. And yeah, I guess my progression led to me coming to, I guess, out of Sandy Dragons. I went to Sandringham Zebras, had a year and a half there. And then Danny obviously became the coach at Frankston. He got me across. And yeah, I started at Frankston as a forward. So the past, what, 3 and a bit years I've been playing forward. And yeah, it's fair to say I wasn't playing great football. It was enough to keep me in the side, but I think deep down I always knew that I was probably more of an on-baller. And with the number of players leaving at the end of last year, there was that opportunity to move into the midfield. And yeah, Danny was pretty honest with me. He said that there's a spot in the midfield for you, but you need to get fit and stronger and work on your skills. So yeah, I had a pretty big pre-season and tried to get really fit and work on my speed and do all that stuff, which is, I think, yeah, helped me, I guess, transition into the midfield. And yeah, it's been a really nice transition. I think I've played the best footy I've ever had, and it's awesome having the support from, Trent and Will Fordham, who've really helped me transition, and they've taught me a lot. And obviously the midfield coaches Tim and Riggs have helped me along the way as well.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I mean, you look at the transformation. I mean, it'd probably be fair to say, you had a pretty good highlights reel up forward. You could do some incredible things athletically, but just the thing that's probably impressed, a lot of the observers, I suppose, this season is just doing it on both sides of the ball. I mean, your numbers have been huge, but tackles, clearances, all that sort of stuff, you've just been really, really strong. I think that at one stage this season you're averaging about 8 tackles a game or close enough to it. So is that something that's been a real focus for yourself?
Yeah, I think tackling is something I started the season really well. It's probably dropped off a bit, but it's just a way for me to get involved in the game if I'm not getting my hands on the footy. And yeah, tackling really just comes down to effort. And yeah, for me, just mentally, is if I'm not impacting with the ball, I can at least impact defensively and apply pressure to the other team. So yeah, I'd like to bring that back into my game, actually. Yeah, I think tackling is super important as an inside mid. So yeah, it's just certainly been a focus, and it's definitely been a strength of mine in the past as a forward, I guess. It's obviously important that your forwards apply pressure, so I've tried to bring that with me as I've transitioned into the midfield.
And the other thing too is, I guess, with Nick Minchin going down and a bit of our lack of ruck stocks, you've had to go back into the ruck a little bit as well. So we've kind of been throwing the magnets around, trying to fix a few areas with a couple of injuries. Obviously, Jimmy Rendell's been going pretty well in there, and holding it up. But it'd be nice to have Nick back or get some ruck stocks back to basically free up the midfield a little bit more.
Yeah, that's been another thing that's been thrown at me, and I don't mind going into the ruck and whatever the team needs. It's sometimes it's an advantage, I feel, that can play as a fourth midfielder and I guess a small lineup, and sometimes it doesn't quite work giving the other team ruck dominance. But yeah, obviously Minchin going down is a huge loss, and Jang has just been unreal. He just competes, you just know what you're going to get out of him, and he's been unreal the last month, I think. And there's Robbo who's come back from injury, and he's been playing really good footy at Somerville. So fingers crossed he gets a look
Yeah,
before the end of the year.
I think that'll be exciting. I mean, he played pretty well in the preseason games and things like that. But be nice to I think it'd be nice to get a little bit of a chop out there and hopefully get you back into the midfield and probably splitting minutes a little bit up forward and mid. It'd be nice because yeah, we just sort of yeah, I reckon since that's happened, we've probably lacked a little bit of punch in those areas. So be good to get some troops back and get back on top. Mate, I guess, touching on the team as well, we've got some young kids that have come in. You talked about we obviously lost a few at the end of last year, but there's been some organic growth, I suppose, or there's been some growth and some opportunity, which, let's be honest, for probably the first, 10 rounds, 12 rounds, we were seeing some absolute great performances from people that were in this club for the last 2 years who have really stepped up, and that's yourself included. But is there anyone else that's really caught your eye, I suppose, that's improved over the preseason and through the opportunity they've been given?
Yeah, there's been a lot of players. I mean, yeah, everyone's been forced to step up due to a lot of senior players leaving at the end of last year. And, young kids are getting games that probably in past years they wouldn't have. So we're just fast tracking their development. It's been awesome to watch. Justin Davey, since he's come in, has been awesome. Sibba's getting better week by week. And even just blokes like Tommy Small, who's not so young, like, he's improved so much this year, plays such an important role for us on the wing. So yeah, look, I could number off a lot of blokes, but yeah, these kids are just going to get better week by week, and giving them games now, like, it'll just improve the club's long-term future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, speaking to some of the coaches over the weekend, you know, there's going to be moments, you know, and on the weekend there was some moments there where he'd go, you know, geez, that's, you know, not where we want to put the ball, or there's a skill issue or something like that. We just wear that for a little bit with the development that these kids are getting into. And it's something that in the VFL is really hard to do without having a twos team in there where they can learn system and they can do that sort of thing. So, you know, we obviously added Jack Nunes last week. You know, and that's there's quite a few other irons in the fire around some recruitment and things like that. And obviously these older heads are something that we're really looking towards. But just in the last week, I mean, Nunesy coming in, you know, has he made a bit of an impact on the group?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously a huge signing for the club, and he's only been at the club for a week, and he's already made an impact. He's a obviously he's played 200 plus AFL games, so he's a quality player, and the leadership he provides for, you know, a young team is so important. So, yeah, he's a great footballer, and it's essentially having another coach on the field. So he's going to be huge for us, and you know, I hope the young boys can take a lot out of having him on the field.
Yeah, for sure, mate. And I guess touching on that, you know, the future, you know, what's the future hold for Kai Owens, mate? You obviously got spoken about a fair bit in the mid-season draft and in around that. I mean, that's still got to be a bit front of mind for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to know that you're around the mark, and it's obviously just disappointing that didn't happen because, you know, obviously dream like everyone else to play at the highest level, but you just got to fuel that, I guess, disappointment into motivation. And yeah, look, I just want to continue developing. I think I still have so much improvement left in my game, and I just want to continue developing my midfield craft and see where that takes me. So yeah.
And you've obviously got, you know, a couple other brothers that are playing footy. I mean, Mitch is obviously playing at St Kilda. He's you know, having a fantastic season, and you've got another brother at Sandringham. So how much do you draw on, you know, what Mitch has been able to do over the last sort of 12, 18 months? And you know, are you guys talking regularly about that? Because it certainly seems like, you know, your form has sort of coincided with that happening as well.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I've been asked this a few times, and it's not something I've directly thought about, to be honest. And I think maybe unconsciously, just watching him do it at the highest level is somehow motivated me. But yeah, I mean, I guess looking at what he's been able to do is pretty incredible. And, you know, even I didn't expect it, to be honest with you. So yeah, well, I mean, I only just recently moved out of home, but when I was at home, you know, we'd talk about his games and I'd ask him a lot of questions. And yeah, it's interesting for him to give me insight into what his day looks like and how he prepares for games. And yeah, it was really interesting. And yeah, I guess to answer your question, maybe it has a bit, seeing him play so well has motivated me. But yeah,
Probably
I
just
honestly.
seem probably just seems from this is just from an outsider's viewpoint, but you know, the confidence, you know, in yourself and in your game, just seems to have gone to another level. Like you feel, or you look like you feel like you really belong, but not only belong, but you know, can excel at this level. And I guess what's really exciting from Frankston's perspective is, as you said, you still feel like you've got a lot to give in your game. And we, from an outsider's perspective, we look at it and go, you know, the sky's the limit with Kai Owens. You know, so it's super exciting, mate, and I really hope that you do stick at it, because I reckon you're not far away. And I think that it's something for Frankston in the future. It's something that we're really big on, you know, developing good footballers. I know Danny's super on developing good footballers and good dolphins and things like that, and you're certainly one of those, mate. So thanks very much for joining us, Kai. And all the best for the rest of the season. And yeah, let's hope we can get a W on the board against GWS this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mark. Yeah, I'm, you know, really positive on the group and how we can finish the year off. And yeah, hopefully the fans can stick by us and come out on Sunday to cheer the boys on. And yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. Take it easy.